Alright, channel's filling up. Welcome everyone, this is Pure Ownage Podcast number 14. Gills, what's the date?
November 20th, 2005.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Alright, so we've got a lot of fun tonight, I hope. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. We got some crazy news about gaming and Pure Ownage. And, of course, we're going to take a long look at the Xbox 360, which is coming out in the U.S. this week. And Gil's going to be telling us today about... Yeah, Tuesday, eh? And Gil's going to be talking about MSN Messenger 8.0 beta. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot to introduce. Okay, so joining us today is Denwo. Hello.
Hello there. Good afternoon.
And Gills.
Hello, hello. I am probably the worst chronic masturbator, but hello, hello.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
I have no idea what you
what
just
did
said.
Why do you say that like a pirate? That doesn't sound right.
Well, because the little bird is like looks angry, and then so you gotta like talk in an angry voice.
Since when have you heard an owl go, yeah, really?
Alright. What?
Oh, really?
I mean, really? That sounds like an owl.
Well, like, the bird who says, oh, really, is, like, all happy and confused. It's like, oh, really? And, like, the other bird who says, yeah, really, is all, like, mad and angry and stuff.
You can tell this guy goes to
school. Not a pirate. Whatever, say it. Say
it. Right. It was me in your blog.
I read your blog all the time. Famous quote. By the way, thanks Demo for doing that. Excellent. So
that was the funniest podcast ever. I couldn't stop laughing.
So guess what I'm gonna say next.
Oh, really?
No. Moving on.
No, really. Moving on.
Alright, so what are we going to have for Pure Ownage Podcast news? About last week's podcast, Pure Ownage Podcast number 13, the one where we all died and stuff. The status on that, on recording and editing, is that it's done, kind of. Because I recorded it and I said, hey, no problem, I'll edit it this time. But what happened is I didn't have any time because all kinds of shit popped up, and I made like a quick editing which is like kind of very subpar. I just added like a jingle to it and I cut a few bits out and that's it. So it's very raw and unedited. But I don't know how to upload it or where to upload it too because Kismet changed the servers around and I never actually
file. Let me try.
Well, yeah, I guess I could do that, but I think Point File is like a cap of like 10 megabytes on their files and podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
Podcast like.
If you register, it's 25, I think. Yeah, that's true.
Well, you know, you could always ask good old Gills with a website.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Okay. Retard.
Shut up, Jamie.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, Brian.
Hey,
shit. Okay, let's get on your mind, podcast.
Mr. and Mrs. Gilbert, can we please have some order and silence here? Come on, let's do this. Yes, so, in other news, we're hiring. Maybe Demo would like to talk about this. And if he doesn't, that's tough luck.
Right, okay. Maybe I would like to talk about this. You said pretty much everything. We're hiring for the podcast. We've decided we need a sort of team of staff who are able to help host the podcast and edit the podcast on a weekly basis because it's getting quite popular now. And there we go. Maybe you.
Well.
And yeah. But yeah, if you check the website out, you'll see that we're trying to build up a dream team of broadcasters who can run this thing pretty smoothly and who could be here most weeks to help us produce this thing. So that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I looked at the website of the Pure Orange podcast. On the right side, you could see the logo, and you could see Gills. And Gills has this gay look on his face. Like, he's out there, like...
Yeah.
Okay, I'll admit that.
Where am I to find the photo without a gay look on Gil's face? Can I have a link?
Shut up, Jamie.
Whatever, darling.
As Demo said, we're hiring people, and what we're really looking for is people to edit the podcast. Because me and Jamie, at least, don't have any time at all, really, to edit it. And we did lose quite a valuable member of the podcast not too long ago, and now we're kind of in shits. So we're really looking for people to...
I've done some music editing before.
Shervin, consider yourself signed up.
Okay.
Alright, so that's not all we got, because we got some crazy Pure Orange news, too. Almost want to forget this.
Uh-oh!
Brian, would you like to fill us in on some Pure Orange news, eh?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Pure Onage.
I haven't really properly rehearsed this. Uh-oh.
Hey, is it just me, or is
would you stop being gay?
Is Gil's being quite boisterous tonight? Or today?
Okay, don't use words that I can't understand, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot you were Canadian.
But just use normal people words. Like, don't, like, say your Harvard, Yale words and crap. Just talk normal people English.
Yeah, can I get a cohesive review of the game?
Oh, really?
Like, cohesive? Jesus Christ, man.
No, so, yeah.
Hey, anybody, I'm getting a cohesive review. Can anybody help me out? Like, who's gonna help you out there, man? Tough luck, bro.
Gills, Brian, normally you're all, like, kind of quiet and stuff, and, like, but you're being quite loud and, into it.
Yeah, I get into it a lot, you know, two or three times a week.
Because of your new,
as much as I can.
Because you've got a romantic interest in your life, right? I think it's that.
Oh,
I think it's
yes,
love.
That's true.
So, did you hit it yet?
Yeah, it probably is it. I'm gonna say no, just to play it safe.
Okay, so,
Hey, Gills, whenever you masturbate, do you ever think of this song? I always feel like somebody's watching me. Yeah, I bet you.
Well, you know, sometimes when the door's open.
Yeah.
When you stand in front of the window.
Peeping Peter. Lol.
Voyeurism owned you.
Brian, I'm gonna own you if you don't do the news. T-shirts.
Oh, yeah, T-shirts, woo! Yeah, there's new Pure Orange T-shirts if you didn't know that. I didn't actually, because, like, there wasn't something on the main page, because I just go to the forums. And then Sapphire made a thread like, oh my god, thank you, like, I want sex please because you made these cool shirts and shit, yo. So then, like, I went to the Pure Orange site and they have a bunch of new shirts, but mostly they're all girl shirts because that's, I guess, what's been demanded a lot. So go check them out.
I like the Three Hearts one. It's pretty cool.
Do they fit well, girls?
I don't know. They fit well in your mom.
Wow. somebody sedate this kid, please.
Gills, what's wrong?
He's out of control.
He wants a cohesive spanking.
Brian Gilbert was but a normal young man in Canada. One day he went out with the wrong kind of girl, hosted a podcast, went too far, now he's dead.
Uh-oh.
So, anyone ordered that, High Cyber for Loot t-shirt yet? Or, it's not a t-shirt, is it? It's a tank top.
It's just a shirt.
I've ordered.
Oh, you're right.
I got the Uber Micro t-shirt. I slammed.
I'm gonna get
you got every single shirt, man. Come on, you gotta get the girl once too.
It's tempting, you know. but
you gotta get them, man.
It's true. I mean, yeah.
That Uber Micro one is like awesome. I couldn't stop laughing when I saw it. Like, I think it was in the middle of like computer engineering, and my teacher's just like, "Yeah, you got attention now."
Fucking hell.
Why is he holding a pen? That's the thing.
Yeah, for anyone who doesn't know, if you look at the image just purely as an image, you actually get a secret, extra special surprise. Kind of like, you know, old school console games. If like you did you try something out, like some of those games, like, you know, you didn't even have to do like a special cooler, and then you just like go into like a door that you usually wouldn't go into, and you come into the secret bonus level or some shit. Or like, you know, remember that with at the end of, what was it, Doom 2? Remember when you walked through and you found like John Romero's head or something when you were shooting the final boss? Does anyone remember that?
No, I don't remember that. Sorry, DeLoco.
You could just click the picture.
Oh yeah, really, yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah, really.
Anyways, getting to gaming news.
Oh, so we're taking over the show now, E.
Oh, Sherman was calling the shot. Right.
The Canadians are taking over the show.
No,
okay, so,
Sherman's a little bitch.
Everyone, welcome to Sherman 2's podcast.
I'm going to kill you, everybody. Okay, welcome to the podcast. And first, we talked about gaming news. So, DeLoco, can you hit it, please?
Alright, so, yeah, no, wait. First of all, I got some more stuff to plug on Pure News. The screening event, as you all know, is, you know, still going on. Zimensions is still looking for a venue, so if anyone can help him out, that would be great. What, Jamie?
It's not just Zimensions doing all the hard work, you know.
It's not?
Robotastin.
No way.
So, who else is helping them out, then?
Only the sexiest moderator around. By you, of course.
I thought I had for a second there.
What do you mean? Rugner is helping them out?
Yes, that's right. No. No, we're both looking for stuff, and London's just the most expensive place in the universe. It's like a rip-off city in a rip-off country, so it's like double rip-off.
Well, that's kind of gay. So why do you insist on hosting it in London if there are also many other locales in the southeast English area?
Well, this is true, and we've talked about this. Depending on, we should know in the next week what's going on. And all I can say is we'd like it to be in London, but we're not discounting other venues in England that are vaguely central.
Okay.
Bring it to Wales.
Craiglo, what's that village in Wales? It's like the longest name for a town in the world, and it ends with cock 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 or something.
Go go go.
Clan via fourth going of Gogeri Quinn Robo Clan Pacifico. Go go go.
What he said.
What the hell?
You did that again. Oh, Dark Horse. Was that Scope?
So could you repeat that?
Clan via fourth going of Gogeri Quinn Robo Clan Pacifico. Go go go.
Go go go.
Scope,
he's not
from
Welsh.
Wales. See, I'm actually from Wales and I still can't speak Welsh or anything because I can't be bothered. I failed it at Welsh.
But you,
I hate it.
I'm the only gay.
I prefer Llandewi Brevi, actually. Much better place.
So, let's get this show moving on, eh? Now, gaming news. We've got a lot of gaming news because, what's coming out this Tuesday, Jamie?
Xbox 360!
OMG!
Woo!
Yeah, so, I'm expecting pictures soon. Now, in gaming news, Xbox 360 is coming out this Tuesday. They already made the launch lineup, they already showed that. Does anyone have that, on hand, the launch lineup, or do I have to say it?
I'll have it in like 2 seconds.
You go ahead.
I'll wait for our friend Brian here. Brian the lover boy.
Xbox 360 lineup lined up. Oh yeah, this crap.
Scroll down.
Do you want me to just read the names?
Yeah, really.
Okay. We got... Hold on a second. It's still loading and there's so much fucking flash shit everywhere on the site and it slows Mozilla down so much. Okay. AMP 3, Call of Duty 2, Codemned Criminal Origins, FIFA 2006, Gun, Cameo, Madden NFL, NBA 2K6, NBA Live 2006, Need for Speed Most Wanted, NHL 2K6, Perfect Dark Zero, Peter Jackson's King Kong, woohoo,
Perfect Dark Truck,
Jack Gotham Racing 3, Quake 4, Ridge Racer 6, Tiger Woods, PGA Tour 2006, Tony Hawk's American Wasteland.
Yeah. Well done, son.
Now, is it me or are there too many sports games?
Yeah, but that's what sells in America.
I hate sports games.
Well,
you get bored of them easy.
Yeah, but I mean, we're gamers and we don't like sports games. But I mean, I have lots of friends who aren't gamers, but they like to play games. And what do they play? They play FIFA and stuff like that.
Because they want to be.
Yeah, well, it's like it's relating to something that they enjoy, like sports, because they like to watch sports. And it's easy. You can get into it. You can start up a match and you can play it. Like, but have you guys seen more to the point? Have you guys seen NBA 2K6?
No, but what if you like masturbation, like gills? Like, will they make a game for you? Like,
yeah, but
chronic.
No, but seriously, have you guys seen NBA 2K6? Yeah. Have you seen pictures of it?
Well, I
haven't.
Pictures.
It's pretty cool. It really looks excellent. The graphics are very, very amazing. If you haven't seen it, I suggest. Well,
the
first
audience
of all,
is amazing.
What kind of gamer are you if you haven't seen it? But secondly, yeah, it looks totally cool. And go Google it or something, because the graphics are amazing. But actually, from reading about Xbox 360 experiences, like hands-on, it turns out that the games only look really next-gen if you run them on an HD TV. Apparently, if you run them on a standard definition TV, they look kind of, current-gen, or not really all that spectacular. So, we had a big discussion on HD in Pure Noise Podcast number 3, about, like, especially in Europe, a lot of people don't have HD. So, what do you guys think about this? I mean,
they're bundling, TVs with Xbox 360s now. Like, I went to this closed store, a big store, it's almost like Best Buy in the States, but it's Future Shop. They're bundling HD TVs with Xbox 360, like the ultimate gamer package with everything. And it costs like $2,000 Canadian, which is, it's not bad, but I mean, if the HD is what makes Xbox 360 really shine, I mean.
Yeah, I can understand partially that. You know, I mean, HD TV is
why
kind of
why
human,
not get it?
But you know, it's kind of a shame. You know, personally, I think that like FIFA or NBA 2K6, the graphics, they look amazing. I mean, you have like this sort of physics engine cloth on their clothing, and they have like the sweat looks like you can see like it looks real, and it really looks like
the way
reality.
Clothes, you can see their hair going in. Yeah,
it looks amazing, but the thing is, in terms of gameplay and AI and stuff, it's exactly the same as NBA 2K6 for PlayStation 2. The only thing that's changed is the graphics, and that's the same for all of these games. I mean, the only thing that you can noticeably say is next-gen about this is graphics, and, you know, how important are graphics? Because I mean, I'd rather, you know, I'd get excited if I could see a console say, look at how realistically this AI, you know, reacts to whatever you're doing because of this next-gen hardware instead of graphics. You know, okay, that's not an excellent selling.
I think it's a mix of everything, like gameplay, graphics, AI, and actual, like, online performance. Like, I mean, the PCs, I mean, I'm not a big console gamer. I was when I was a kid, but then, like, we all got PCs and everything. And, like, I mean, PCs are what, like, they're made for. I mean, they can multitask and do whatever if you want. So, I mean, getting a console is, like, it's only if you're limited to not having, like, a good PC. But, I mean, consoles are pretty fun, though. But, yeah, what makes a good game is like, the gameplay and everything. But I have to agree with you. Graphics are what makes everything, like, next-gen.
Yeah, well, what about, like, I mean, I think, you know, Jeremy put it, you know, Jeremy, that guy from the drawing, put it pretty well in the last TeamSpeak voice chat, where he said that, you know, people asked him about, you know, what he thought about PC gaming and console gaming, and he said, you know, he's a console gamer at heart, you know, never mind the show he does, or what he says in the show, but what he said was, he said, you know, keyboard and mouse is okay, but it's, they're not made for games, and although he says that, like, I mean, a first-person shooter or an RTS game, you don't play on console, but he said, like, I mean, if he has the choice for any, you know, sports game or action game or anything that doesn't really require a mouse and keyboard, he'd go for a console with console controller any day. And you know, I can't really agree with, you know, saying that a, you know, if you don't have a great PC, well, then you have to get a console. I think it's a very real choice to choose a console as a gaming machine over, say, a PC, not only price-wise, but, you know, especially in terms of gaming. I mean, there's so many exclusive games that you can get on PC that do come out for console. And these are all typical console games. I mean, I think console gaming, I prefer to, like, just, you know, kind of lie back on my bed and, you know, with a controller in my hand and, you know, just play a game and sit in front of my desk, you know, playing games. But, you know, that's personal.
I like the idea of the PC where you have a mouse and a keyboard. It's more precise playing games because you have the precision of a mouse. And, I mean, it's, like, if you're used to it, I mean, if you're used to console gamer and you come to PC, you might not get the feel for it, you might go back to the controller. But, I mean, there's other aftermarket products, like such as the Z-Board, which integrates the keyboard into an actual gaming platform, which is more ergonomic for the user or for playing games. Like, instead of the keyboards, which is laid out for typing, it's actually changed so you could, there's butterfly key sets for moving around, like walking, such as in Counter-Strike, where you have WASD. It changes to, like, these, this platform where everything's compatible to one game, or you have this key set called the Crossfire. It's for a Z-Board too, and it changes the whole thing so that it's compatible with any game, and it's actually pretty cool. Nonetheless, there's also joysticks available.
Yeah, so what I want to say is, in terms of controllers, I think that for games, for first-person shooters and RTS games, such as Call of Duty 2 and Age of Empires 3, I think that a keyboard and mouse will always be superior. But I think for all the other games, such as fighting games, sports games, racing games, action-adventure games featured from third-person perspective,
I agree with that.
Platform titles, you name it, you game it, I think those are all far superior on a console with controller. I mean, you know, that's just especially if you look at, like, if you look at...
I couldn't imagine, like, playing Tekken on a PC. I mean, it's just retarded. Like, using the keys... It's just plain retarded, man. I mean, go back to console or controller, use the controller, yeah. I agree with you on that.
Yeah, I hope to see... this HD graphics, by the way, I'm very impressed with them. I mean, they're basically like high-res, like, PC gaming, which is about time. But, so what I'm ultimately waiting for is the integration of everything in your TV. Like, also your PC, so I can just, like, sit on my couch and have my keyboard and my mouse on my lap, and or on my extended some side. I'd like make like a little table for myself that kind of folds over my lap while I'm sitting on the couch, and I have like beer and food next to me, and I can just like surf the web and play some games, and yeah, that's the shit.
But what the, I mean, I have to agree with you all on a controller basis, but I mean, like, the next-gen consoles, although they require HD, I mean, it's pretty amazing what the technology's come to. I mean, back in the day, like, 10 years ago, I mean, the PlayStation 1 was released. But before then, like, the SNES or the NES or whatever, I mean, they had, like, there's this PlayStation 3 video where the guy was showing that they're trying to bridge the gap between movie quality graphics and actual like gaming graphics, because you could shoot a movie, but it takes months and months of rendering for 3D imaging and stuff like that. I mean, it takes like months and months on like really fast computers, And, like, gaming today, like, on the SNES, I mean, it's, like, or the NES before then, like, I mean, it's got shitty graphics, but it's, like, instant processing. So what the PS3 and the Xbox 360 are trying to do is bridge the gap between the both. I mean, having fast processing while giving movie-quality graphics, which, I mean, it's pretty amazing technology what Sony and Microsoft are doing right now, but, I mean, it should lead up to some really good stuff in the future. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I remember watching that video. It was really cool because they were saying that, like, they need so many computers just to get movie graphics in real time. Like, you take the average PC, it'd be running, like, that stuff, like, one frame a month. So, they were talking about teraflops, too.
What's that like with all the ducks in the bath?
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. Yeah, when they turned on the water and all the ducks, like, that was pretty cool. But they did that thing
that was
the
awesome.
PlayStation 2, though. Yeah.
I mean, but it wasn't that good then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I mean, in terms of hype, like, what do you guys think will be better? I mean, the Xbox 360 or the PS3 in terms of hype and launch?
Okay, first of all, you forgot one. You forgot to mention the Revolution. I just wanted to point that out.
No.
I think...
No. Just no. I don't support
what?
Nintendo after 64. I don't support them.
Okay, then...
You know, I think...
It's either Sony or Microsoft.
Well, I think you both got a point here, because I'm a fan of Nintendo, I've always been. Although, back in the day, it was actually kind of like more Sega, actually. But, I think that Nintendo has proven itself, because personally, I'm very disappointed with the over-emphasis on graphics whilst AI stays the same. Because I want to see enemies that outsmart me. I want to see enemies that switch weapons like I do in first-person shooters, based on the situation.
Yeah, I would love to see that.
I want to see them, you know, help their teammates out, provide covering fire, react, you know, instantly to situations, etc., etc. But that's not happening. All I'm seeing is, like, you know, kind of graphics getting better and stuff, which is kind of gay. But,
Well, what, like, I think they're doing that because, like, you don't really need to, they don't want to worry about AI because all the consoles now are going to be online, so you're going to be playing real people.
No, that's the thing, though. I mean, dude, what if you don't have access to the internet, or, I mean, if you're limited in terms of internet capability. But, I mean, a couple of years from now, like, you won't be, I mean, like, everybody will have broadband access and will have access to the internet. But I want to see a good first-person game, just like D-Loco mentioned, that actual AI can switch weapons, think like you think, outsmart your moves, know where to hide, know how to take cover, using the environment and the engine of the game to use against you. Like, I mean, in, like, in Half-Life 2, like, another enemy having a physics gun and, like, throwing crap at you, like, that would be amazing to see, and then switching guns and shit, so... Yeah.
Well,
we should see what comes in the future.
How about enemies that aren't just cannon fodder, but like kind of like you kind of run into them during the game, and there are like enemies chasing you or something that you can't like you have to like shake off instead of like try to kill. I don't know, crazy shit.
Well, what about Unreal Tournament 2004 or even 2003?
Right.
Okay, like I was saying,
we were talking about the AI. There's one thing that I'll just throw in here right now is that I read up on this games designer. I can't remember who it was, but he was talking about that he'd prefer to see better AI as well. But he said that apparently both Microsoft and Sony have already kind of closed the book on this subject. And just got word in that Bane the Bastard is joining us.
Hey.
Lol.
Cool. What's up, Bane?
Hey, Bane, what's up?
Alright, so I'll just continue to finish my story while Bane kind of prepares to get ready. That apparently the way that the processors have been designed in the new next-gen consoles is they've been designed in a linear processing fashion, which means that they are... better for rendering graphics, but they are less for rendering AI. So all this kind of high-tech AI stuff, it's not really all that possible with these next-gen consoles. They're all Yeah, it's gay, isn't it?
I'm really turned off at the fact that they do linear. I mean, they should make dual core, like, I mean, one for processing AI and one for processing graphics. Like, I mean, I remember this theory back in, like, 2 years ago where they had this video card theory that when there'd be a slot in your computer that just processes AI and everything that the enemy controls, like, when you're playing a game. Like, it's almost like a GPU, but it's like the AIPU or whatever. But, I mean, they should, like, I mean, graphics is in everything, man. Like, if they're going to really, like, expand the console world and make it better than PCs, like in terms of, not making online gaming, like, the biggest thing, right? They should really consider, like, making AI really better. I mean, I could give two shits if the graphics are really good. Like, I mean, I could survive on PS1 graphics or whatever. But, I mean, as long as the AI is good and, like, the gameplay is continuous for hours and hours and has a good replay value, I mean, it's worth the wait or worth the while, whatever.
Definitely.
I don't know. It seems like a waste to waste a whole CPU on just, crap, what do you call it?
Yeah, AI. But that's the thing, though. That's the thing. Like, if you want a lot of AI in the game and you want to have a really good experience, get the hardware and just, like, make games for it. I mean, it should be good. If they're going to break it to the PC market, like, it was a theory, I'm not sure if it's going to be in practice or whatever, then console gaming just might as well die.
Yeah, no, but, I mean,
artificial intelligence processing.
That's not really a case. I mean, Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo do not say, oh, PC, our big competitor. That's not even a factor of in their mind frame. They look at companies, not platforms. But I just want to talk about...
I'm not talking about market sales. I'm talking about like actual gameplay. The PC will be more better if it has the EIPU than the console.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
market sales, the console will always topple the PC. I mean, everybody can afford a console. And when it's there, all the games can run on it and everything.
But AI...
You're on a PC, you're playing online.
But, I mean, you're forgetting about all those great Japanese RPGs and stuff that don't benefit from from AI. They benefit from great storylines. And they'll probably, knowing the Japanese, always stay on consoles. Anyway, I mean, I think it's a very sad fact that arcades died out. I wouldn't like to see consoles dying out. But I just have one thing to say on that, on the Nintendo Revolution. Personally, I appreciate Nintendo far more in this next-gen console war than Microsoft and Sony, because they're the only company that actually has brought out a new controller, as they do every year, or every generation. Because, I mean, look at it. Okay, we had the NES, right? We had, like, the two-button controller. Okay, then we had the SNES. Nintendo,
the one that Jeremy uses.
Yeah. Nintendo invents the shoulder buttons and four-button controller, all right? So, Nintendo 64. Nintendo invents the analog controller, yeah, and stuff like that. Okay, so GameCube, all right, so they didn't invent anything there, but they did make a pretty darn good controller. Now they come along with the Revolution. Yeah.
That's something which really pisses me off, actually, is the growing complexity of console controllers. Not that I could game on consoles much, but Jesus, wasn't it so much better when they were just simple direction and fire and jump or something? It's just so complex. It really pisses me off. Maybe
the Xbox overdid it.
Yeah, I mean, Denmo's heart was broken after his Atari 2600 broke and he had to buy his SNES.
The Super Nintendo controller is probably, like, the best one.
Yeah, you have to draw the line somewhere. I mean, I can't visualize controllers and put names to them, but I've used pretty much every one. And you get ones with sort of a million shoulder buttons and an extra one in a place where you don't even have a finger, and you know, they expect you to have 9 thumbs at the same time and control with your nose as well.
Yeah,
in an exaggerated way.
In my opinion,
yeah.
The best
controller ever
I find is the first generation Sega Saturn controller that came out in Europe. I think that pretty much hit the mark, and that was it. Sega Saturn, first generation controller. Best one ever.
I think the Super Nintendo one was...
The Dreamcast was really ergonomic. I mean, it's got... You could actually... It was almost like the N64, but it didn't have that middle thing. Like, I mean, you could hug the controller, and it was really... It felt good in your hands.
But, like, I couldn't believe how many people wanted like, a remake of the Super Nintendo controller for fighting games so they could hook it up to their PC. Like, those sell, like, crazy.
You mean the graphics gamepad?
And...
Yeah.
All right, sorry to cut this short, but we should be moving on because we can't talk about this all day long, although I'd like to. We've got some more news about the Xbox 360, which is actually kind of weird. You remember that maybe a few podcasts ago we talked about backwards compatibility in terms of Xbox 360, that you could play old Xbox games on it using emulators. Turns out that you need to get the Xbox with a hard drive in order to do this, because patches need to be installed. So if you get the core system, you can't play your old Xbox games. And you can't play all your old Xbox games. There's been 200 Xbox games have been announced for the American Xbox 360. The Japanese, they have about a dozen games which are supported from the original Xbox, and the Europeans have 156 games. So it looks like priorities are being set in terms of region. I remember that Microsoft once said that if they don't have any success in Japan, they've technically failed. This is a really good strategy then to make a dozen or so games backwards compatible. Yeah. So what do you guys think about that?
Why?
It's stupid.
Like, why would Microsoft only make certain games backwards compatible? That just seems like idiotic to me. Like, you might as well make all the games backwards compatible.
Gills, that's
no,
because
I think it was almost the same thing.
Most of the game, that's because the whole point of getting an Xbox when it was, like, the main console to get was because of its ability to be pirated very easily. And by making only certain games backwards compatible, they're slapping all the pirates in the face.
I think it's just Bill Gates. I know that's
like
strategy. Bill Gates just threw everyone over
really
and just trying to get a load of money.
Bill Gates,
he's a prick. He's a fascist and a bitch, and I hate him.
The Xbox is going to have a hard drive anyway, so the hackers are just going to find a way to mod it through that.
Not the core system, you're going to have to dish out an extra, I don't know how many hundred, whatever, to get the one with the hard drive. So they're also screwing over the consumers that way.
Why don't they just make the games that
$200.
You use to hack,
or $100,
like the specific games, not backwards compatible?
Well, actually, I heard an interesting theory on that, is that in terms of the pure, or what I'm talking about, backwards compatibility, that what someone said, I believe it was on GameSpot's podcast, said that what probably happened is that they made an emulator, right, for like old games, and what they did is they just tried out a whole bunch of games and said, well, this game works, okay, this game works, well, this game works, because, I mean, they've got all kinds of games on this list. They've got Halo, Halo 2, Max Payne, Medal of Honor, Ninja Gaiden, but they've also got Barbie's Horse Adventure on the list. I mean, there's absolutely no logic in this list. So the only possible reason that they did this is that they just made a general emulator, and they said, okay, this game works on it, fine, put that on the list. This game works on it, fine, put it on the list. This game doesn't work for it, too bad, take it off the list. And, you know, their main exclusive titles work on the emulators. Some titles don't. You know, that's too bad. That's how they made it, probably, because it is all emulated. It doesn't actually work on the original hardware like PlayStation 2 does.
So that just seems like pretty lazy to me, that they make an emulator that only works with certain games, and they find out, oh, this game doesn't work well. Instead of changing the emulator and actually doing some work to it, we'll just make that game not backwards compatible. So we'll ditch that. Like, if you have an emulator like that, you'll probably just have more problems with it. That's what I think.
that's pretty much how all Microsoft software is. If it doesn't work, we'll say, oh, not supposed to work with this, and we'll just leave it alone. Look at all the older games for Windows.
Well spoken.
Do you think Half-Life 2 will work on it?
It was just released, right? I mean, Half-Life 2 was just released.
Half-Life 2's been out for like a long time.
Half-Life 2 is...
No, for the Xbox, it just released.
Oh, for the Xbox,
Yeah, they got a Steam update in like Half-Life 2 at least for the Xbox.
Apparently, it doesn't... It looks a lot less. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, it looks shitty. Yeah.
Yeah, it did.
But, the Xbox 360 has the same issues like a couple of years back with the PS2. I mean, some of my old PlayStation games still don't work with it, which is pretty strange because they said every game was compatible. I saw this other movie of PlayStation 2 and it's all its, like, hazards with like the invalid disk read error or whatever that happens if you play DVDs and everything else. And then they said that certain games don't work, and I tried some of them that I had with my PlayStation and they don't work. So, I mean, I don't know, I don't really know what it is, but I mean, DLoco's theory works the best. I mean, if this game doesn't work, okay, whatever, throw it away, but if it works, let's put it on the list.
Yeah, I think there's a list on the PlayStation website about games that don't work, because I read something about that one time, like backwards compatibility doesn't always work. But I'm going to move on here. Sorry to cut you guys off, but I got here sort of crazy rumor from a Legend of Zelda fan site called the Hylia or the Hylia.com, and about that. Apparently, there is going to be a movie version of The Legend of Zelda. And, Well, hey, you gotta admit, I mean, they're making Metroid the movie, right? They got John Woo making Metroid the movie. So, I mean...
Jesus Christ.
They failed with the Doom movie. They failed.
Yeah, but, I mean, this is Nintendo, didn't. Right? This
we
Nintendo.
Talked about it our last podcast.
Yeah,
I mean the podcast number 12.
I haven't seen it yet. Has anyone seen Doom the movie yet?
Yeah, I watched
it.
It's too much like Resident Evil.
The last 7 minutes is the only good part. The last 7 minutes.
No. Well, I mean it was pretty good when The Rock. Wait, spoiler alert. The Rock got blew up by the grenade. I was pretty sick. End of spoiler.
Oh my God!
So the Rock
you spoiled
was
it. This is the tough life working for Pieroni's podcast.
Yeah, he got cooked by the grenade. Like he threw it in the
yeah,
in that
he got
whole thing. Yeah, he
can
got
you smell what the rock,
the
is,
rock
cooking.
Is cooking? Jeez.
Demo joined us after being AFK for an hour or so.
You watched all the Harry Potter movie.
Ooh.
Oh,
lucky
my God.
You.
Wow. You saw Harry Potter.
I want to see the Lion,
no.
The Witch, and the Wardrobe so bad.
I'm the only gay in the village.
You should have a line for that movie here.
Oh, really?
Deluca.
What?
Yeah,
what,
like,
what's
like,
up, Jamie?
People were, like, camping
we
out.
We are so an hour into the podcast and not even halfway through the schedule.
I know.
Jesus.
There was no camping here.
Yeah, guys, listen up. For all the new guys that just joined in, we are hiring staff for Pure Onions Podcast. Anyone wants to help us out, PM me on the forums or whatever.
Don't let Gil. Anyone who wants to whittle down 2 hours of tedium, lag, and gaps in audio to approximately 8 minutes, sign here.
Yes, because we're looking for editors. And you all want to edit this podcast.
Me.
Yeah, Shervin 2 is totally going to own this shit.
Don't let Gil, because it will just be like an hour of trance with like us talking really quietly in the background.
It would be an hour of what is love?
And emo. And people being emo.
I'm here, by the way. Sorry about like being late and stuff.
No problem. You're playing World of Warcraft, right?
Yeah, blame Kraglo.
Okay, Kraglo,
Kraglo's
the only gay in this podcast. Could you say that?
Oh, love it.
Douglas, say
my name is not David.
Say it.
Yes, it is, David. Now go to the bar and be gay.
You want me to say it? Do you really want me to say it?
Gay,
I really want
say
you to
say it. Everyone shut up. Let him say it. Let him say it, please.
I'm the only gay in this village.
Classic.
Sampled.
and the Jesus. Cake one, the cake one. I love the cake guy.
No nuts.
I read your bloggles, me.
This is the most spammy podcast.
I read your blog all the time.
Gil,
we could make YTMD about this.
Which admin's your favorite? Oh, it will be done. I've already screwed Aso over. For anyone who hasn't seen that, I don't care if you've seen it now. It's hj.ytmnd.com. Or there's cragnoob, C-R-A-G-N-O-O-B. And you'll find, yes, me screwing people over.
Wait, have you been to Weasel?
Can I ask you a question?
Have you been to weasel.ytmnd.com?
Have you been to zimraves.ytmnd.com?
Just like randomly in this discussion, Ion, you kind of left the low on the server.
Cool. Another good one is let's get the fuck on with the podcast.ytmnd.com. It's not working.
Cool, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, demo.
The URL should be there.
Demo, I gotta take a piss, but you know what's coming up, and this is your bit anyway, so why don't you get started?
Please sample that.
Which bit are you playing? Is this the Pod Factor? Is this the
Hideo Kojima
creator Metal Gear Solid?
As a blog.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Carry on, play.
Okay.
Alright.
I love Weasel.ytmnd.
By Denmo. That was made by Dimensions.
Okay. I believe I have to talk about this guy, the creator of the Metal Gear Solid game series.
Can we just be on like, something else?
What?
Never mind. I'm just trying to piss you off more until you go.
Right. The creator of the... God, I've lost track now.
Metal Gear Solid series.
Metal Gear Solid series. His name, I think, if I pronounce it correctly, is Hideo Kojima, or something.
Yep.
And
Hideo
Kojima. I was given.
Got it.
Okay. And the and he's got this blog, right? Somehow, in his infinite wisdom, has decided that the whole world wants to read about utter bullshit on his website. I could not believe it when I read it. I'll give you a link in a minute. It's called Hideo Blog, although it may as well be called Hideous Blog or Hideous Bollocks or something, because it's just trash. I mean, you'd assume that this guy would be, he's made a pretty cool game, that he'd be quite an interesting chap. And I will quote from his blog. Okay, Wednesday the 28th of December. Okay. Oh, sorry, December. What the fuck? Wednesday the 20th of September. I don't have time for lunch, so I bought a takeout meal on the fifth floor. I eat while checking email. I'm now following up work I received during the meetings. It doesn't look like I will make it to the bookstore today. What the fuck? Who gives a flying fuck?
Hang on, are we hang on.
Lol,
sorry, you stick at me. Are you just reading your own blog there, Demo?
I don't have a blog, Ion. Alright, don't get me started.
That's the one thing I hate about blogs.
I read your blog all the time.
That's crap. That's like... Gil's blog is pretty gay, too.
One blog you do not want to read all the time is this. And I'm finished, hang on. That's Thursday the 29th of December, right? And so that guy probably went to sleep that night and thought, I really haven't... This was about 800 words long, by the way. Right? It was huge. And then he went to bed and thought, I haven't put these guys in on enough useless shit yet. So Friday the 30th of September, right, this is an extract. Construction has recently finished on the second exit. Now I have two possible routes to follow when going to my office. Both routes are underground and both are about 100 meters long. Okay, and then the next day, there's more. If you've got even if you have a blog, and even if it's the most boring trash in the world, you're talking once a week probably. This guy's every fucking day. Next, so Friday, no, done Friday. Saturday, the 1st of October, then the third day in a row. A quote would be, I manually advanced a date on my watch forward from September the 31st to October the 1st. He then goes on to say, Ziggy Stardust is one of my favorite albums too. As a matter of fact, my personal collection includes the 30th anniversary edition, which comes with two CDs.
Sunday. Practicing his English.
Yeah. I'll do one more day before it gets utterly boring, right?
Love
Sunday the 2nd of October. Sunday the 2nd of October, the last excerpt I'll give you is, I lost my shoes in last night's dream. I exited the plane and realized, I am barefoot. My shoes aren't here. I must have forgotten them.
Oh, damn well your blog owns, man.
Fuck you, Ion.
I bet you
fuck
did.
You. Your blog all the time.
I bet you'd be better in the original Japanese.
It probably loses to... I bet you it's just some guy who's like his office assistant who fucking hates him and translate all this really
Maybe.
Interesting stuff into shit like that. Because that's
I mean,
what I would do.
Since that entry on the 2nd of October, he's not... I don't think he's posted anything else, but one can only imagine that he's gone and done some fucking work on his latest game. Jesus. And then...
Or killed himself.
Oh,
yeah. Enough about blogs.
Yeah, or been killed by someone else.
But we're actually, missing out really... information on how he didn't feed his dog someday or something like that.
Really? I could go on forever on this useless shit. But if anyone really wants their to by choice, fill their inbox or RSS.
I love think... that line. Can you do that again? you gotta get... Oh, fuck, I'm being attacked by some big fat bitch. Just because she's over...
I just think there's too many forum games right now. Like, I think forum games are just an excuse for post-horse to get their post count up.
Yeah, like, right. Really?
Oh, really?
Did you come up with that one all on your own, Gills?
No. Remember Walnut 12?
He got it reset.
Yeah, that guy don't want really bad.
Well, this has been one hell of an interesting discussion.
Oh, yeah. The answer's no.
I blame Weasel.
Nothing to this guess, so...
You blame Weasel?
I think DeLoco passes out randomly for sort of periods of 2 or 3 minutes.
He's got seizures every 10 seconds.
Wakes up with the escape key stuck to his nose, like... Oh, is it?
What's going on, eh?
Ooh!
I nearly peed myself laughing there.
Oh, really?
Is it me, or did Anastasia's boobs get bigger? In those pictures, in the new t-shirt pictures.
Is it
like,
me, or are you 16?
Have those in episode 7.
I'd like to bring up a topic. This topic will be Degs. Degs, a tasty alternative to eggs.
Yeah. We need Chase here to do the Degs impression.
Yeah.
You eat Degs? Ah.
Inside jokes are so funny.
Yeah. Drugs are bad and good.
Oh my god, I lolled.
You guys wanna go get high?
Mm-hmm.
I need a baguette.
Whoa, she did get some cleavage there.
I know.
Where?
She didn't have those in episode 7. I think they're fake.
Oh, I want that Uber Micro shirt.
I'm gonna need a bikini shot to know for sure, but I'm gonna say they're fake.
Hell no.
Gills, master of the breasts. As long as they're his own. Man boo.
Hey, I got 97% on a real or fake test, so yeah.
Did this real or fake test involve clicking mouse buttons or actually touching them?
Touching your mouse button.
You lose. You lose very hard.
I don't think they're fake. It's like, I mean, she's got like...
Around the eyes.
It's probably just a push-up bra.
Yeah.
Noob.
But I don't think they're fake. Why would she have fake breasts?
I wonder what she's gonna think. I wonder, like, if she listens to this and then, like, she's gonna be like, oh my god, my boobs are the topic of discussion on the Pure Energy podcast.
She'd probably be like, oh my god, lol, 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 lol.
She'll write it in that, oh so awesome blog which she writes.
Yeah, she totally
she
writes
thinks,
herself.
Like once a year.
Oh, would you just shut up, Gills? This is beyond...
That is gonna take...
This is beyond reason. No, I think... We kind of hit the bottom end of this pit of podcasting tonight, so I'm going to wrap it up. Bane the Bastard had to, in his own words, Bane had to go slap a bitch.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so,
You want some shadow or Bane?
I think your mom's going to get it tonight, Gills.
Ooh, low blow.
I didn't lol.
Lol.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Not a pirate. Oh, he's getting yelled at. He's getting yelled at.
Oh, lol.
I'm gonna go take a shit.
It's time for some... It's...
I'm gonna go.
I need a shit.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Time for that music.
One of the things...
No, seriously!
I'm gonna go to the
edit. I got a chat left open now.
It's that time, guys. It's been an hour and a half. It's you can hear the music coming. It's time to die and put an end to Perona's podcast. I'd like to thank everyone for joining. I'd like to thank everyone for signing up.
Watching me.
And
shut the fuck up, Jervin.
I hope to see you guys next week. And as everyone knows, please sign up and become a Perona staff member and put in all your free time to support our cause, because we own. Y'all really?
Podcast.
All right. Good night.
Podcast.
That's it. Good night. Shut the fuck up. That's it.